It's quite a long way from Sydney to Brisbane. It's a drive I've done many times over the decades. Back when I was 20, I didn't think anything of doing, well, it's probably about 14 hours back then. Didn't think anything of doing it. But as I've got a bit older, I don't see any need in rushing as much. When I went down to work on the Wolverine, I had to get down there in a hurry. It was only a few days from when I heard about the work to having to start, so I just blitzed down and grabbed a couple of hours sleep overnight. But heading home, there's no great rush. So yesterday, I spent probably about 9 or 10 hours just getting to the halfway point. I'm currently in Bellingen, which is roughly halfway to Brisbane. It's not far from Coffs Harbour on the coast. And I decided that I'll stop here with my friend Brett and just chill for a day or two. I've stayed here at the Magic Pond where I'm staying a few times. It's just a nice place to relax. But last night I realised that I'd really taken my time because I'd done something that many of us don't do when we're travelling these days. Something I remember doing a lot when I was a kid, and that is an old-fashioned term that we don't use much these days because we go driving everywhere, don't we? We want to be at the destination in a hurry. But we don't think of doing what's called motoring. It's an old-fashioned term, isn't it? We're going motoring, darling. Pack a picnic lunch and put it in the automobile and we'll go for a trip somewhere. Yes, a bit of motoring. Yeah, that's what it was all about once, wasn't it? And it's something that it's worth remembering from time to time, that the journey is more important than the destination. And the old-fashioned term of motoring is not about getting on the freeway, the motorway, whatever you want to call it, and blitzing to the destination. We're all so busy. We've got to get there. You know, we've got to try and turn the 12-hour Sydney to Brisbane trip into 10 hours, which is more like what it is these days. We want to get there in a hurry, because the destination is where we're going to make our money or whatever. But motoring's all about the journey. It's where you get off the freeway and maybe travel along the old roads that go through the country towns that are now bypassed by the motorways. Take time to journey into the backwoods. Now, this part of the world where I am now, Bellingen, is just stunning. It goes up to the Dorrigo Ranges, you know, Waterfall Way, and very, very pretty country. And if you just stay on the highway, you don't get to see it. You just, four lanes of black tar that just gets you going at 110 kilometres an hour to your destination. But you take those side roads. I got lost last night, actually. I got lost. I missed my turn off. I had to turn around. I end up on a side road and I was driving in the moonlight beside, well, one of the waterways around here. You know, there's a few rivers. It was just beautiful. Just beautiful in the moonlight. And we often forget about how much fun it is to, like I said, go motoring. And that's what it's about. That's why I'm staying here. Just take a bit of time to enjoy the journey rather than having to rush home, because I've got nothing really to go home to in a hurry. Not like going down to Sydney when I had the work. So I'm just going to take my time heading back. I'll stay a couple of days here, and even getting here, I stopped in to see some friends. But heading north, I'll probably do the same thing. It's a nice way to travel, and something that if you haven't done in a long time, I would suggest you consider it. The next time you're going to that destination, if you've got a little bit of time, or make a bit of extra time, give yourself an extra hour and take one of the side roads instead of the freeway. Drop into that country town and have a beer in one of those pubs instead of just grabbing some greasy food at a roadside stop on the motorway. It's well worth it. It's good fun. And you might see some beautiful country on the way.